Hello, family and friends. I'm honored here for day two with Pastor Debbie and Greg Davis from the Ligoti Revival Center Church in Ligoti, Indiana. And just so excited to have you on. I've been thinking about you guys since I started the podcast. And then the Lord really put it on my heart here a month or so ago to get you guys on. And so I'm so thankful to have you on the podcast. And so we're going to go to prayer and then go to day two here. Father, we're thankful for this time together. You're such a good God. Your mercies are new every day, Father. So we come today ready to receive, Father, to apply this message to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, Greg, I guess we're here continue on with your testimony today.
I was going to say that, you know, when you don't have no vision, I didn't have no vision. But when I got born again in 1985, we started going to church. We went to church when we went there. We got nothing out of it.
Yeah.
And it had it. We just didn't get nothing out of it. I thought we left the church, and we thought, well, this is all there is. I mean, there's no help here.
Yeah.
But then they got a new pastor that was born again and filled the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
And they went and had a revival, and so they invited us to him, and we went. And this minister was up there sharing. I don't know what he actually preached about, but I know he was sharing his testimony, how God had delivered him from alcohol, and didn't want to raise his kids in an alcohol home. Well, when he said that, I knew he was talking to me.
Yeah.
So when they give the altar call, I think I ran down there because nobody laid their hands on me. Nobody prayed for me. All I did was said, Jesus, come into my heart. I repented my sins. And I said, Jesus, there's one more thing. I want to quit drinking, but I can't quit on my own. I need your help. When I said that, now, whether people believe this or not, but I literally felt that spirit leave my body.
Wow.
It's just as real today as it was back then.
Wow.
And that's been, come August of this year, will be 39 years. I haven't had to drink alcohol since.
Right. Praise God.
Because, you know, but when you're serious about something, and when you're serious about wanting help, God will help you.
Yes, he will.
And so we were serious, and I was serious. And, you know, and raising a family, like 13 of his kids, 12 of them were married, and every one of those 12 had been divorced at least once and some twice.
Wow.
Our marriage is the only one that's never been, had been divorced.
Praise
so
God.
That's what God does for us. And by us getting born again, then, well, no doubt it saved our marriage. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But especially because, anyway, so.
We had a long way to go.
I had a friend of mine that I used to bowl a lot.
Okay.
And I had a friend of mine that told me that our marriage wouldn't last a year. Well, come August last year was 44 years.
Come on.
Or 40, is that right?
March.
March of this, actually, yes. This March was 44 years.
Praise God.
And, but thank God for that. And, you know, and we. I got delivered from alcohol. I felt that spirit leave, and I tell people about that. It just is as real today as it was then. God is so real. People just realize how real he is, and it changed our lives. Of course, Jessica was born in 82. Cassie was born in 87. Both our kids, you know, like I said, are in churches. They're a pastor in church. They're in the ministry. A lot of our family members have been saved because of what we got done, got born again.
Yeah. Didn't change just our family, but it changed the whole
Whole family.
Outer family. Our parents are born again.
Our parents are saved. They're in heaven.
Matter
of fact, I had an uncle that was 73 years old, was a Catholic man. I mean, never went to church. I don't think he went to church either and read his Bible, but he's going to have open heart surgery. I went in there and I said, Lord, I'm going to pray for him. I'm going to talk to him. I said, I asked him when I get down there. I said, just let me be in him.
Yeah.
So I led him to the Lord, and about wasn't too long after he died. So I'm believing that, you know, he got born again.
Amen.
So we had one of my brothers that came to our church, was all messed up on stuff, and so we had to ask him to leave. But he came back 2 weeks later, and we led him to the Lord, and about 2 weeks later, he passed away. So I know he made it in.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of my brothers, one of my brothers was a real bad alcoholic, Marty, and he got born again. So a lot of them, because of what happened to us,
yep.
It affected our whole families. On both sides, and a lot of them got born again, and a lot of them still serving God today, and because of what happened to us.
Yes.
So what happened? You know, God has turned our lives around, got us born again, got us filled with the Holy Spirit, and called my wife to pastor, and
yes.
She is a very good one.
Yes,
I should say
is.
That. And
yeah.
Our children, all of our children are saved, our grandchildren are saved. So we didn't lose a generation. So I'm so thankful for what God has done, and you know what He can do for us. It's just amazing what people just turn to him, because in the world that we're living in today, we need Jesus more than anything.
Yes,
here.
We do.
And so that's basically what I want to share. And, you know, if you're out there and God's your answer,
yes,
the word
is.
Of God, and he'll help you.
Yes, amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Deb, you want to tie into somewhere
before we go the next day? Yeah, I will. We were married possibly about a year, and I began having symptoms in my body, and the doctors locally didn't know what it was to begin with. And finally, I found a doctor that diagnosed me with rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
So he had, his answer to it was to, I couldn't grip things. I was progressively getting worse, couldn't use my hands, couldn't grip anything. Couldn't get up off of a couch or out of a chair. My feet would swell. My legs would swell. Greg at home would have to help me, pull me up. And I was just a mess. And I was trying to work in the factory during this time. And we weren't born again. So they finally, you know, diagnosed rheumatoid arthritis, shot me up with a lot of cortisone. And they said if I'd had an accident, I would have bled to death because they'd filled me too much with cortisone, and sent me to Louisville to a place down there, doctor's office, and his remedy was to take a whole bunch of aspirin till my ears rang. Oh my gosh. Well, my ears was ringing and I was throwing up. So I was overdosing on aspirin, you know. So I went back to the local doctor, said that's not working, so they decided to send me to IU. And so IU ran tests on me. Yes, you do have rheumatoid arthritis. It's going to get worse. You're going to end up in a wheelchair. And said, but we'll try to do exercises and get you on some medication that will try to control it. And we hadn't had children yet. And they said, if you want a child, you best go ahead and do that while you can still do that. And they assured me our children would not have any symptoms of the rheumatoid arthritis any more than anyone else's kids. And so we decided to have a child, and Jessica, our oldest one. And so I became pregnant, and they told me, they said that after I have her, that, well, it might go away for a little bit, but then it'll come back and it'll be worse than ever. So we had Jessica, it went away, and I kept waiting for it to come back. And that was in 82. In 85, we got born again, and we heard about the healing power of God. I thought I just got lucky. And come to find out, Jesus had healed me. But I had unforgiveness in my heart in a family member. And was it deserved? Yes. Yes, they did horrible things. They did. But that wasn't God's will for me to harbor bitterness and unforgiveness. So I didn't know what the word said. I didn't know. I thought I just got lucky. And in the meantime, I made amends with this person. I let them back in my life. And I had become so hateful to that person that I felt like I was a monster myself. Because unforgiveness will do that to you. And so, let them back in my life. We got born again, and we were a mess when we got born again. Now, I want to tell you, we were a mess. We separated one night before we got born again. I left him on account of drinking because he could not stop with just one drink. And you know, a lot of times it just interfered in our life and in Jessica's life, and she was seeing things that a child shouldn't see out of her dad.
Yeah, so let's go on to the next day here. But if you would pray for folks, you know, in my heart, you know, if you're out there hearing this about the healing power of God, you know, I sadly had somebody listen to my podcast many, many months ago, and the testimony is about healing. And they says, oh, you believe in the healing? God is a healing God.
Yes.
Just read your Bible.
Yes.
And just give up religion and maybe just pray for our listeners out there, Debbie.
Father, in Jesus' name, I lift up to those that to you that have need of healing in their body, Father. Yes, I thank you that you are so good and you are so gracious and you're so good to us that you desire that everyone be healed.
Yes.
But Father, we have to receive that from you. We have to know it's your will to heal us, and then we have to receive that. And I pray that anyone that hears my voice that needs healing, Father, that they'll receive it from you, Lord, that you are the great physician.
Yes.
You are the great healer. And I thank you that every symptom to be gone and them to be totally well to serve you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, can't wait for tomorrow. And folks, if you need a little bit of word on the healing, just start out in Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He became a curse for us. And go through Deuteronomy 28 and look at what you've been redeemed from. It's sickness after sickness after sickness. And we've been redeemed from that if we're walking in our life with the Lord. So, well, I can't wait till tomorrow. You can contact Pastor Debbie and Greg at lrcchurch.org. Folks, we love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.
Amen. Amen.